Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. I'll always keep wishing you for the Advent season. I hope you're all having a wonderful time. You can see the shops being decorated, the Christmas trees being lit up beautifully. Wonderful ambience here in the city of Colombo. I hope you take advantage, walk around a little bit and enjoy the Christmas atmosphere. Right, let's go straight into West Indies. The game between West Indies and New Zealand, I mean. That means we go straight into New Zealand. West Indies made 205 runs in their first innings. New Zealand were in trouble. They replied with 278 but declared at the fall of the ninth wicket, which means there's something on this pitch. And West Indies at lunch are in trouble. 98 runs for the loss of six wickets. They just lead by 25. So it's envisaged to be, well, in favour of New Zealand. But let's face it, things can be very tricky when it comes to test cricket or any form of cricket for that matter. Going down to India, South Africa versus India on Indian conditions. The second T20 game. Remember, South Africa got thumped in the first T20, but it's worked the other way around now. India have got thumped. South Africa have beaten India by 51 runs, and that's a big margin, especially in the T20 version. Batting first, the Proteas made 213 for four wickets. Quinton de Kock among the runs again, 50. Aidan Markram, 29. Donovan Ferreira, 30. And David Miller, 20. As far as India was concerned, none of the bowlers looked impressive yesterday, in all honesty. Varun Chakravarti, 2 for 40. And Akshar Patel, 1 for 27. And all that India could muster was 162 runs in their allotted 20 overs, but they were bowled out in 19.1 overs. So that was a very poor performance by the Indians, knowing that their standards in white ball cricket, we all know, is excellent, but then they were disappointing yesterday, to state the least. Tilak Varma made 62, Akshar Patel among the runs, 21, and Hardik Pandya, 20. We also had a contribution from Jitesh Sharma at the back end. He made 27. Other than that, an Indian journalist just told me a short while ago, nothing much to write home about, Brian, as far as the Indian performance was concerned yesterday. Ngidi, 2 for 26. Marco Jansen, 2 for 25. And Oteen Botman, 4 for 24. He looks a very good bowler in the shorter version of the game. And I think the Indians will have to keep their eyes open. There are three more T20s in this particular series. Right, but what's interesting is now we are going down to the United Arab Emirates. I tell you interesting because this is the future. Lakhit Peer is my co-host and I, we were discussing about it 2 days back, how important the Asia Cup 50-over game is for the under-19ers. This is where we can pick up the stars that we are going to see in the coming years. Right now, today's game, there are two games today which gets underway Sri Lanka time at 10:30, Pakistan versus Malaysia, India versus United Arab Emirates, the 50 over version, and the local broadcaster is the Maharaja Group TV1. You can watch it on that, and of course Sony Sports is also doing it globally. So two channels telecasting this game. And tomorrow, remember, Sri Lanka will be playing against Nepal, while Bangladesh will be playing against Afghanistan. So something very interesting if you're a cricket lover, not only today, but also over the weekend. I'm very excited because always remember, under-19 cricket gives us a glimmer of hope. Whom can we look forward to in the future? We hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as Lucky Peters and I did enjoy bringing it to you. At the top of it, I wished you a very pleasant Advent season. And I'm going to just tag in a number. You all have sung this when you were little children. And I'm sure it's great listening to the oldies in Christmas. And it's called Noel, Noel. Enjoy the music as well. Bye for now.